You know, we mentioned we had a schmooze on Thursday night, those who came, especially for the food, schmooze food.
Free.
We came for the to get the room experience that we offered. For the Maisa, those who came, you know, Thursday night, so we discussed the union of Gezel. That the reason why the Dor HaMavo was put to death, destroyed, and knocked off the earth was because the union of Gezel. So we explained that one of the Nechtem Zadino Ala Gezel means the Pshat, they got to such an Aveira, they got to that extent where they went over the boundary, where they went, that Taiva had led them to a degree of taking and being takers to a level they were taking from somebody else belonging to others. And that's even a higher level. That's like past, you know, past the point of no return. Well, I said this week it hit me. I'm really going to rise. The Rashi, Be'etzim, says an amazing thing, Rabbi Sai. You learn Chumash and Rashi, Rabbi Sai. It's a tremendous thing, Rabbi Sai. People don't take out the time. They're going to Shi'urim all day. This Shi'ur, that Shi'ur. They don't have time to learn Chumash Rashi. I think we should make another Shi'ur. Kids, anyway, but the Maisa.
Then it really is.
But no, but the Maisa. The Maisa, the Shi'urim are just available. You know, if you want to learn, you only want to learn. We'll just make it more easier for a guy to make it through the day, right? Attraction. But anyway, the Maisa Chumash and Rashi, Rabbi Sai, is something that every Yid should learn and know, Rabbi Sai. It's a terrible thing that when kids are younger, people are younger, they're taught Chumash and Rashi, they learn Cheder Chumash and Rashi, and they live their lives, you know, thinking that Chumash and Rashi either was a thing from the past, a thing I did in Cheder as a little kid, that's what they teach, that they learn. That's a toy scholar, but Chumash and Rashi is for everybody. And in Rashi, you see the most deepest and the most penetrating Yisoidos of Yad, Rabbi Sai. Someone said, you see the Ribbono Shel in Chumash and Rashi, Rabbi Sai. Learning Chumash and Rashi is a way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's maybe in a high degree, but Lamai is a Parsha, just to get so many Yisoidos. Rashi, to write the Chumash and Rashi, you know, somebody said many people could have written Rashi on Talmud, on the Bavli, which that's also not so Parsha, because Rashi wrote it and everything, but the Chumash and Rashi is very few people were able to do. Condense all the midrash and everything into a way that the parish becomes so alive, Chumash and Rashi. And the Yisoidus of life, lit the Pasha Chumash and Rashi. The person, you know, wherever you're going to be in life, Rabbi Sai, there's a mitzvah, Shnayim Mikvech V'Targum, and the Gemara says in Brochas, whoever does Shnayim Mikvech V'Targum, now we're starting off the parishes, you still can catch up. But Shnayim Mikvech V'Targum, the Gemara says in Brochas, Marichum Yom Vishnoisen, it's Arichus Yom Rabbi Sai. It's a tremendous school, and the purpose of doing that is that we should know Torah Shabbat. It's very important to learn Gemara, especially these generations, to know how to learn Gemara, because everything's in the Gemara. But all the Gemaras, Rabbi Sai, are based on Psukim, like we're learning now, Afyudal, Hanik Tani, all the halachas that have in Ivri, those Psukim. The person knows Chumash well, it makes it much easier for him. He has the base for which to build upon. But it's known, it's brought down, that even in Prithashtime, at that time, it's a very important, the rush means to learn Rashi also, Rabbi Sai. It's a big aim to learn Rashi also, even just doing Shtaimikra, to learn Rashi, to know what's going on. So Rashi tells us a fascinating thing. We have two generations that are mentioned in the parasha from Parashas Noah. We have the generation of Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood generation, and the generation called the Dor HaFlog, Rabbi Sai. Anybody ever heard of them? They're the generation who built a big tower. They got together and he said, let's get together, let's build a tower, and let's, what was the purpose to build the tower? So different pshat, the ones they want to attack, make a Muhammad against Hashem, they thought they could make a tower now. So Rashi asks a very penetrating question. There's two generations in front of us. You have the generation of the Mabul, and the generation of the Flood. What happened to the generation of the Mabul? Anybody know what happened to them?
Why?
Well, it was a marble, so they got killed. Very good. Killed generation of the marble. They were killed by the marble. What happened to generation of that flock, Rabbi Yisai? They weren't killed. No. Hashem spread them all out. And the Maisa, he spread them out, and he didn't kill them. Both generations probably don't have Olam Haba, but Olam Hazeh, he did not kill them. He did not send them off the face of the earth. Says Rashi 1. Look at a Rashi Perek it out, as it says. Mishama Fitzom, Lomacha, Mikitsa, was up there. Ve'ezu Kosha, Shodor HaMabo, Odor HaFlogo. Who's the worst generation, Rashi asks? If you have the choice to pick, who's the worst generation? Odor HaMabo, Odor HaFlogo. What are the votes? Elo Yosh Pasha Yad Be'ika. Elo Pasha Yad Be'ika. These, okay. They were a bad generation, Dor HaMagel. They went to the worst Aveiros. They didn't want to start a war with Hashem. They didn't want to start, go up to the Shemayim and Chas V'Shalom. They wanted to make a war and kill Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. The Lochimbot. Ve'elu nishtifu ve'elu v'anevdom in ha'oilam. Elo shetu ha'mavo ho'e gazlonim. V'yis meriva b'neyam l'chach nevdu. This Rashi that made this year hit me the first time, Rabbi Yisrael. I said, shut up, this Rashi made it hit me in one of the... Now we understand Kimola always chomus b'neihem, because the Gemara says, you know what, Nephilim, because I didn't stamp for Hashem, said, you know what, maybe there'll be a law. No, the guillotine came down, the Gzadin came down. Why? Because of the Gezel. Gezel, that's what we're worried about. There were so many worst affairs, but says the pasuk Nephilim, because I didn't have Gezel. So we understood. We said the pshat here. Rashi says pshat. Rashi saying only pshat over there. You know what Rashi's telling you? You know why the Gzadin was Nephilim on the Gezel? Because once they showed that they don't care about the next guy, once they show I don't give a hoot about my neighbor, once they've shown I don't care about anybody else except for myself, once they show that, they deserve to be destroyed. They have no right to live. But the generation that went to attack Hashem, they shot, they had missiles, MIGs, they came up with mamish machine guns, they're going up to ladders, and big heavy machine guns, they're going to shoot into the Shemayim trying to kill Hashem. They're going to survive, they're going to live, and they don't want to have a above, but they're going to live in this world. Why? So Rashi, the Eloi, Noigim, Abu, Reyes, Benayim, they treated each other with love. They were together. There was togetherness. Until Hashem made a matzah that they're not going to be together anymore. It was togetherness. What does this teach us? Like Rashi, L'maratosh, Sonei, Machloz, Godol, HaShalom. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates Shalom, even by whom, Rabbi Yisai? These Avodah Zarenik, because these people want to start with Hashem. But Hashem sees that the Shalom B'nehem, He'll keep them around. But if He sees that you can't live with your neighbor, so that's going to be the end of you. So the Maisa comes out like this. The reason why they were supposed to be put to death was because they did terrible avodas. They kihishkus kol bosa ruach al fizeh, because they did avodas of avodas zaron gilah rats. But why was the gzar din nechta? Why was it sealed with gezel? Because until I comment, they treated their neighbor properly. I don't care. They did arayas. They did gilah rats. They did avodas zaron. They would have still stayed around. Because there's shalom between them. Well, once they stepped over the line to the areas of Bein Olam L'Chaver, Hashem said, that's it. You can't deal with your neighbor. You are not going to deal with your neighbor anymore. You and your neighbor will be dealt with. We won't deal with you anymore. You will be dealt with. And they became obliterated from the earth. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates machloikas and he loves shalom. Unbelievable, Rashi. But this Rashi is worth $1 million. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps people around just because they're good to their neighbors. And if the Chas V'Shalom not, he's doing the worst of this, but the end is only when you're not, when you step over to the line of Yidon L'Chaber. V'lamed chashagodol ha-shalom v'sonei ha-mavloch ha-Hashem hates machloikas. He hates disputes. He hates fights. He hates pettiness. He hates when people get into arguments. He hates when people can't get along with each other. That's what's hated. Sonoy HaMachloides is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem hates that. When somebody asks, what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu hate in this world? He hates one thing. He hates when there's disagreements, there's arguments, there's fights, there's disputes. And this is a big problem, Rabbi said, in today's generation. Because we live in the I generation, as we explained. And the eyes don't meet each other. You don't see eye to eye a lot. And because of that, his eye is going to look different from your eye. His eye will be blue and yours will be black. Because you don't see eye to eye. And the problem is because it's all eye. And how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it should be shown not just in Klal Yisrael, so in the whole world. Hashem wants peace by everybody. This wasn't for Yidden. There's another Madrega of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Klal Yisrael, so we have to be Am Echad. We have to be as together as possible because we're Am Echad, as we say in the Mincha on Shabbos. Ato Echad, V'shimcha, V'ka Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baruch. We're one nation, all unified. But that's a separate Neguda. That's what Klal Yisrael Hashem wanted. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Machloikas. And that's why when there was Machloikas in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed them from the world. Everyone knows the story of Korach. What happened to them? They got removed from the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them off the world. They were swallowed up by the earth. Not only them and their children, everybody. Why? Machloikas. He made Machloikas. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the fact that we get into Machlokes of Moshe. And this is one of the most biggest Yitzharas that everybody has, is to prove their point, to be on top, to be the one, the winner, and to outdo the friend, and to put him down. And that is the thing that's hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Moshe. The person doesn't mind doing his thing, but he doesn't want to do something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Something that brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. That's what a person gets in Machloikas. So how do I deal with it? What's the Eitzah? So Lamaise, the first you saw it is, it takes two to tangle. Meaning Machloikas can only be when there's two people. When there's only one person, it's not Shai Machloikas. Both sides have to be against each other for a Machloikas to occur. There has to be somebody doing something bad to somebody else, the other one. A person has to understand machloikas lashon chiluk is a split, and a person has to understand machloikas is something that can be either made greater or made less. It's all the way that both sides look at it. Somebody does something to you, both sides. Somebody does. You can try to calm it down, or you can turn up the fire and make it into a big machloikas. You could try to appease each other, or you could try to make it much higher, much, much worse. It's all dependent upon our outlook. What are we trying to accomplish? What's our focus? What's our agenda? And the people have an agenda to make machloikas in this world. What is that? Stam, because they enjoy either winning, or they enjoy that being in a fight, or they enjoy being on top. The servicial dog, they might win the battle, but they'll never win the war. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will hunt them down. Because Sani ha machloikas. Chavetz Chaim begged one thing, he said. Cities have been destroyed. Families have been torn apart. Everything has happened because of Machloikas of Moshe. And a person has to know that if he participates in the Machloikas, Sofer Shel Davar is going to be retributions to it. No matter what it is of Moshe. A person has to know that. If he's involved in Machloikas, and that's the person has to start knowing this age. A person gets older. He has brothers, he has family, and there's going to be sometimes mokum for machloikas, whether it's Yerusha, this thing. You have to know it's not the way. It's not the way of the world, of course, most of the world that way. It's not the way of the Yid, of course. We stay far away from machloikas. We run away from machloikas like fire. It's the most serious, most detrimental thing in a person's life to evolve in machloikas. Sonoi ha-machloikas, the God of HaShalom. A person will make shalom between himself, between other parties. There's a medrash in Soif Parshas, I think, Soif Parshas Yisroel. The medrash says that just like the Mizbeah makes shalom, so to somebody who makes shalom between Ish and Ishto, he's zochah to arichas yom. He's zochah that no harm will become of him. No harm will befall him if he makes shalom. And just the opposite of Ma'amach Ma'amach Ma'amach. There's no words to talk about it so much and spend how much Dor HaMabul, we think Dor HaMabul was a bad generation, but at the end of the day, Dor HaFlog, they went to kill Hashem. They wanted to start up with the Banishman. How can we compare? But they were good to each other. They were good neighbors. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, we'll spare them. Oh, but you tell them, we'll spare them. They're good people. At the end of the day, they did it all personally. They started up with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but a service of Dover. They stole. They got into fights. They caused fights. And the service of Dover, that leads to a terrible hatred and such a sinner from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Maisa, what it means to us, especially Yeshiva, if it harms families and harms situated organizations, the Yeshiva is a mokum where there has to be achdus, there has to be togetherness, there has to be a situation where everybody's working together. In order for Yeshiva to run properly, in order to have atzlacha, it has to be everybody. So that means we stay away from chalukah. If something happens, we work it out. Don't let it stay on the burner too long. That helps perpetuate the machloikis. You have to try to find the means to an end. You have to realize those who find the means to the end, because Baruch has a special bracha for them. We know Chazal tell us, Aaron HaKoyim v'yivku oisei kol b'nei Yisrael. Everybody cried for Aaron. Why? He was a oihei sholem v'roidei sholem. He went out to make shalom between them. There was no one who didn't cry when Aaron was nifta, because his whole life he perpetuated running after shalom. He would try to make shalom left and right, because Aaron HaKoyim knew what it meant shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no greater thing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than this peace between people. And therefore, the voice had, those who understand what we're talking about should make the extra effort, that there should always reign in a place where the shalom, you don't understand what Siyat Tishmaya there is, what Koichus there is in that place, the voice had, in a place where this machloik is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't step in there. I want Siyat Tishmaya, we need Siyat Tishmaya, it's not going. Of course, the machloik is in that yeshiva. There's people arguing, there's people fighting, there's no togetherness, there's in the dying of this, that, whoever it is, we're not working together, there's no peace. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not there, but I can tell you, guarantee. You're learning, it's not going to have Siyat Tishmai. We want to have Siyat Tishmai in this Mokhom, but it's like, you have to work to perpetuate shalom, peace between each other. It doesn't mean you have to walk around all day, you know, and pat the guy on the back. I have to, you know, all day, you know, talk to every single guy. What it means is staying away from confrontation. Everybody has these confrontations. This guy with that thing and that thing. Stay away from it. If you get into a conversation, back down. Be mevater. Don't uphold your thing. And the Eiz Hashem, you'll see. If you made the effort to make shalom, I guarantee you, but I'm talking right now, that you work towards shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bench you. With unbelievable siyat d'shmaya. Because God of Hashem, Sonny.